Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. In 2007, when Steve Darnall published his first swimsuit edition of the Nostalgia Digest, I decided we should mark the occasion with a remote broadcast of Those Were the Days from the faculty and staff outdoor swimming pool on the campus of College of DuPage. Never mind that there is no faculty and staff outdoor swimming pool on the campus of College of DuPage. Nevertheless, Ken Alexander and I were poolside for the broadcast. Here's what listeners heard.
The time is 1 o'clock, and we present Those Were the Days with Chuck Shaden.
Hello out there in Radioland. From the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, we present Those Were the Days. And now, stepping out of his cabana with a trunk full of fond memories and celebrating old-time radio since 1970, here's your host, Radio Hall of Famer Chuck Shaden.
Wow. Oh, well, thank you very much, and thank you, Ken Alexander. Welcome to program number 1914 in our series designed to bridge the sound gap between yesterday and today. Today is Saturday, July 14, 2007, and today it's a swimsuit edition of Those Were the Days. Taking a cue from the summer issue of Nostalgia Digest magazine, we've moved our entire show from our regular WDCB studios to another part of the College of DuPage campus, where our Those Were the Days gang is joining us with the staff and faculty members and their families for a poolside broadcast this afternoon. We're going to be here until 5 o'clock with 4 hours of fun in the sun as we share with you some appropriate programs for this unusual outing. Okay, Ken. Well, I must say, Ken, you're looking very sharp in your sunglasses today. Usually you don't wear sunglasses in the studio, but of course out here.
Yeah, it's a nice, bright day.
Bright day, and everybody seems to be having a good time here. And we're delighted to be by the faculty and staff pool.
Wait, quit it, will you?
Now stop it, guys.
I don't mind if you splash me, but you're getting water all over the papers here. Gee, she's a dear friend, but she's a nut,
it's
you know?
A lot of fun in the sun is right. So anyway, we got some good shows. We've got our whole Those Were the Days staff with us today, all but Chris Litwin. He's stuck back at the studio to answer phones in case some calls come in. Mm-hmm. And so he's not enjoying this day by the pool side today, but we promise to bring him back a flask full of bottled pool water when we return to the studio. So here we are poolside, and I see Connie Shaughnessy looks like she's going to blow up a beach ball here. Or no, don't blow it up. Just inflate the beach ball, okay? Okay. Connie's doing that. Okay, well, we're going to about get ready for some other stuff here. Now. Oh, no, don't throw that. No, don't throw. Oh, Jim Zaremski's catching the ball now. Here we are, poolside, and these guys. Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? You're having fun.
Well, everybody. Well, I suppose it's good, but you know, don't step on any of those little kids. They may be. They belong to a teacher we all love and love here from at College of DuPage. Anyway, coming up now, I have a nice clip, an appropriate clip for our swimsuit edition. By the way, you're listening to Old Time Radio and Public Radio from College of DuPage, 90.9 FM, WDCB, Glen Ellyn. We're heard on the internet worldwide. From our poolside location, or we're worldwide on the internet at wdcb.org, where Robert Johnson is listening to us in Johnson's Wax Territory, Racine, Wisconsin. Well, everybody having a good time poolside today. We're broadcasting this day's broadcast from the faculty and staff outdoor swimming pool here on the campus of College of DuPage. It's kind of a family day for the faculty and the staff, and we're delighted that we've been invited to. Well, we kind of invited ourselves. We said, hey, we wanted to do something a little special and thought it would be nice for our staff to have an outing. And since WDCB is part of College of DuPage, we made a few calls and rang a few doorbells and left a couple of emails and had to write a long letter and got a lot of permission. And this one said, well, what is it going to do? And all. But we are here and we're happy to be doing our broadcast poolside here. And our whole gang is here. Chris Litwin is back at the studio on the College of DuPage campus, and he's taking phone calls. People come in to order the Nostalgia Digest magazine or get the Franklin McCormick CD or whatever. So he's back there, and we're over here. And I was so happy to find out that a couple of recent alumni of the Those Were the Days program have stopped in today at the pool to have a little bit of fun. Len Kunkka and Larry Youngberg are here. You've heard their names on the air, and they've been with us over the years, working in our regular studio in the control room, and both of them coming out on various remotes and things like that. So we're delighted to have them there. And they told me that they had a little song they wanted to sing. Larry brought his ukulele, and Len has teamed up with him. So they're... we got a mic set up over there near the corner of the swim pool. And fellas, are you ready to do a little something? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sun. We steal away the new. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you give.
Well, that's great, guys. I really appreciate you coming.
There are smiles. There are pretty little smiles. That make us happy.
That make us feel so happy and gay.
There are smiles.
There are lots and lots of smiles.
That make us blue.
Oh, okay. They make us feel so blue.
Okay, that's
there
good.
There are smiles that steal away the teardrops.
As the sun beams steal away the dew.
Super.
Yes, the smiles that you give to me.
Okay, very good. Larry Youngberg and Len Kunkka, never again. I mean, thank you very much for stopping by, singing up. Well, everybody's all smiles here today on our swimsuit edition of Those Were the Days, having a lot of fun poolside here. Thus, effectively bringing to a close a swimsuit edition of our Those Were the Days program today. Ken, it's been a great afternoon for us, hasn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of nice fun and sun here.
The only time I got wet, though, was when Connie splashed me that time.
Oh, well, you've been talking about that on and off the air
all afternoon. It's been fun, though.
Yeah, it has been a good time. You got a little sun today, too,
oh, yeah?
I think. Yeah,
oh,
you look all right. But time to go. We'll be back next Saturday from 1 to 5 with more nostalgic sounds. I want to thank you. Everybody at the College of DuPage, the faculty and staff outdoor swimming pool, for hosting this little get-together today. But now it's time to go. Okay, now everybody out of the pool. Come on. Yep, everybody. Come on. Everybody out of the pool. That's better. Good. Well, next week we'll be back with lots more sound. Jack Armstrong and other radio stars. Thanks very much today to Ken Alexander, Connie Shaughnessy, Jim Zaremski, Warren Sampson, George Littlefield, Jim Wayrick, Chris Litwin, but, Richard Porter, Carl Pearson, Rick Garofalo, we thank them, too. They weren't here today because I didn't tell them where the pool was. But we want to thank everybody else, to our Saturday afternoon underwriters, for making this weekly get-together possible, and to you out there in Radio Land for making it all worthwhile.
Swimsuits, scenery, and special effects for today's program were provided by your imagination and ours.
Those Were the Days has come to you from the College of DuPage Family and Staff Outdoor Swimming Pool on the campus of Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Stay tuned for John Russell's Midwest Ballroom, which follows immediately on most of this same station. This is Chuck Shaden speaking. Thanks for listening. Ken, shall we swim out of here?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Let's take a dive.
Okay.
But no one ever got wet. Great job by our engineer and sound man, Jim Zaremski, who, you might say, constructed that pool on the college campus. That was from our broadcast of July 14th, 2007. It's amazing how much fun we have always had with radio, and so much nostalgia, too. On another occasion, a few years earlier, in 2003, Ken Alexander was reading from the pages of a Chicago Daily News from 1965, when he said that he wanted to share a personal memory.
Chuck, there's something else I'd like to talk about in the paper here that I want to indulge myself and you for a little while, if I may. Mm. Something that's very nostalgic for both of us and for some of our listeners who are of a certain age, too. I saw some references to radio stations here. And one of them is to WNMP at 1590. It says, you can't go wrong when you go to the right side of the AM dial. That was Ray of 1590 in the right end of the dial. Mm-hmm. He said, that's right. You'll hear adult music here with a minimum of interruptions. WNMP 1590, the AM station with the FM sound. Well, I know that has meaning for you because 5 years from then, well, it's May 2nd, 1970. Those were the days was to make its debut on WNMP.
That's right. That's right.
And you were to remain there for 6 months until they changed ownership and call letters and became WLTD. And, of course, you stayed there until 1975, September, when you moved to another station, WNIB. And I see they don't have an ad in the paper, WNIB, but in the FM highlights, it mentions at 1 o'clock, the WNIB Library, the Brahms Symphony No. 4 in E minor, Raphael Kubelik and the Vienna Philharmonic, WNIB 97.1 FM.
Yeah, those really were the days, weren't they?
Of course, you were with WNIB, where those were the days. Every Saturday afternoon from, well, for 25 years and 5 months.
Yeah. 5 months.
From September 675 to February of 2001.
Well, you were on WNIB for a great many years, too.
Well, I worked there part-time from 60 until 65 when I took 22 years off. And then I came back and worked from 87 until 2001 when the station was sold. And during those 22 years, well, more about that later. There's an ad here also for the station I worked, first station I worked for, WEBH, Buddy Black's WEBH in the Edgewater Beach Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I worked there for 2 years, only on Sundays from in 59 and 60, a program called Sunday at the Edgewater, a record show. It says, Buddy Black's WEBH, 93.9 FM. It says, we're on the verge of being rather popular. Better listen. Happy New Year.
Isn't that something on that newspaper on that date, December 31st of 1965, there's an ad for WNMP, which is a station that I first started on with Those Were the Days, and WEBH, where you had your first
right next to
radio
right
debut next to, one another, and then WNMP.
Yeah.
I mean
NIB.
WNIB.
Well, there's something else, too, though, I want to mention. Oh. One more thing. On another page, there's an ad here to show it's a photograph, a little girl, maybe 5 years old, cuddling a big dog whose head is as big as hers. I think it's a boxer. Mm-hmm. Very tender picture. And on top, the caption says, try a little tenderness.
Oh,
and underneath it says, the warmth and tenderness of the world's most beautiful music, WAIT 820 Radio.
Oh,
and of course, I worked there for 22 years, and you had a program, a little five-minute program called When Radio Was Radio from March 75 to November 77. Then the Radio Theater, which ran 4 hours evenings, Monday through Friday on WAIT. Well,
that's all the time we have for that.
But that is
a nostalgic, wistful way to end the year in 1965 and in 2003.
So many memories of our good old days, all because Ken found some interesting programs in the radio listings of the Chicago Daily News from New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1965. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.